Hi, I am Coach Emilio. Welcome to the Escuela del Sur. If you are a sports coach, do you want to find more freedom in your decisions and opportunities and find solutions in the day-to-day work of your profession? This podcast is for you. I will tell you from my experience as a coach in Dubai and interviews with coaches around the world, the habits, techniques, valuable background, and tools that can guide you and give you more results with less effort. I invite you to give your coaching career more possibilities and confidence in the competitive world of sport. Listen to our episode to get ideas to optimize your professional profile with continuous improvement, so you can get more results, improving your quality of life along with your profession and your passion. We start. You meet someone very special there in US was Eduard Yarov.
Oh, Eduard Yarov, he's a legend coach in my memories. One of the legendary, one of the famous for me. And I saw a lot of legendary coaches like Ginger. I saw Ginger in the competition. He made it Ginger Elements. You know, Ginger from Germany national team. And German famous person, Ginger is element on the high bar. His layout was half to 180 and the catch. So he made it this element and the code of points. You can see him. Ginger, he's old now. He's like maybe 90 years old. He was together with Diamidov and this period. And there was Shakhlin, this so old, famous, legendary.
Vitaly Shcherbo.
Vitaly Shcherbo was there. He's younger. He's a four-time Olympic champion. He's from Belarus. But all of them, they have own gym in America. But for me, I respect all of them, of course. Valery Lukin, and also I many times I met with him. But Eduard Yarov was Valery Lukin's coach, but was Eduard Yarov we met often in the LA Fitness. We both came to gym and then making exercises and then talk. So he also has own gym, Elite Gymnastic, and we talk always about. I always ask it him because I have never shy to ask this kind of person and which one is no more, plus adult, plus mature, plus legend, plus a lot of experience. And he helped me a lot about how to coaching and about each element. For example, there is a lot of flight elements, they have groups elements in code of points, and you can choose anyone but value C or value D. But there is maybe six or seven options which flight elements is benefit for this student, athlete, player. So coaches have to be more smart, more practicing to choose which one. Some of them, their physical condition not enough to power more top spin to beat high. Some of them scary. Some of them kind of imagination. What is my body when I my legs on the ceiling and the coordinational is she cannot guard it. So coach have to find her own elements, which one she need doing will make it better. And this is also practice coming years, need years time to get this practice many times to help. So he told me one gold words, not one.
So, it's the phrase, it's the famous one. Eduard Yarov told you, and you find the treasure in your hands. Like you say, I will keep it.
But always when you talk something, my eyes always like open like that.
Open.
My ears always open like
my mouth. Makes sense. Like,
wow. Yeah, makes sense. Really, it's like Eduard Yarov told me this one.
Wait. That. We will prepare the audience. Please keep your eyes very open for this next answers from Eduard Yarov to Elshan, because this is very important. We will prepare. You mentioned yesterday when we have this, we prepared the meeting, the interview.
Yeah.
Eduard Yarov told you something about imagination. So please explain us, how was this phrase?
Yes, he told like he never talking about personally, talking generally for coaches. Like he told me so brilliant words. If coach have not imagination, if he has not method, structure, characteristics of element, because each element they have their own characteristics. You have to know like biomechanical also in. So without that one, it's so hard to coaching. Because you can tell to athlete hollow, arch, straight, or bent, or you just telling, but you're supposed to know what judges demand from us. He's also FIG technical committee supervisor, so he know a lot. So that he told like all structure or method, what kind of method? All coaches have different method, but which method is working? Good one for this athlete, specific, not just all of them, just one technique. For someone, you can chain down, but other one is not needed because she's already chained down. You cannot tell just same. Should be changed away and watch the elements from oversides, left side, right side, downsides. You should like 3D program. You said like astronaut, you know, astronauts, they've been flying to space, they're making exercises. Most of them, they're doing gymnastic. They do trampolines, they do rings, they're doing giants. They prepare them for that. So he told me about that, like generally gave me a lot of know because I was young there more. Now, it's many years before, but until now, I'm always using this. Unfortunately, I could be stay with him. He also offered for me to work in that gym. But I also work in another gym. I didn't want to move my place. But any question, even he gave me number. I asked him something with the Zoom. Also, sometimes we talk with him. He's talk about elements a lot. Girls program, boys program, anyone. So coaches have to get more knowledges about element drills, many drills, but which one is working better? Like if there is 10 drills, you can choose 5 drills, but which one is using better? And sometimes some of athletes are using, so let's say they're learning fast, some of them a little bit need time. So for coaches, more patient, and always support the athletes, always support to never give up. It's okay, we will try this one. Now it's better than before. So many ways, many options to achieve the success.
Amazing.
So, Eduardo Yarov is really legend. Yeah, legend.
Amazing. So I remember this, the imagination. The coaches have to keep this imagination in their brain to create
about elements,
and the structure of the skills. Yes, understand and deeply weigh how is the skill. Yeah, the element in general.
In front of you, like taking elements, and first you have to know what judges demand from us. You have to know about that. You
angles.
Can coach, I'm true, I'm right. Oh, this way is correct. Okay. But if it's not connection with judges' rules, with judges, all your hard work throw to trash. It's not help. I saw in my career a lot of competition was biggest mistake for coaches because he broke his career of athlete because he didn't know something in the rules. Can you imagine? So, you know, he's supposed to know rules more exactly and give judges what they want, not what you want as a coach. You have to give them what judge, because judges will, for 1 minute, you have to prepare them psychologically also. He told me, Eduard Yarov also, prepare them for competitions and if he will fall, but also you have to teach him how to correct fall. Not get the injury or trauma, you know, correct falling. First start from that. First one, what you started, correct, coach them how to fall. Which one? What to do with arms? Don't break the arms. What to do to break them? Don't break the neck. Plus, always remind them, focus before when you're starting to do something. Always remind them because kids, they're talking with each other. And then before elements, they're not focusing and didn't connection. Like your Bluetooth, coaches Bluetooth with athletes have to be so close. Bluetooth, no?
Yeah.
Connection.
Amazing.
So
this about the connection with
Radiohead,
the
then
coach and the gymnast.
yeah, Bluetooth. So, and yeah, and the character of elements, yeah, is really so big point to know, and which way, and yeah, you have to jumping highest peak, twisting, fast twisting, correct landing, like phases, phases, first phase, second phase, third phase, and this is to dividing them. Also, he told me divide each element for parts, like from
Like a
simple
cake.
to difficult. Yeah,
You cut
like a
like a
cake,
cake.
like pieces,
Yeah.
pieces, like a
Pieces of
pizza.
cake.
Yeah. So then for you will be too easy to first part this and second part, and then connect them together and
All
take it
together.
with a cook, like a cook. As you said, I'm cooking.
But
It's
you
like a
have a one
cheat.
other an amazing coach. He also is from your country. Is a Valery Velenki. No,
Oh,
is.
Valery Belenki, he's a famous legend, also coach, legend
He's in
person,
Germany.
and he's in Germany. Yeah, he's national coach in international coach in Germany. So he was from he's from Azerbaijan, and Berlin, Azerbaijan, and then after Soviet Union time, he was Olympic champion, bronze medalist, and then when Soviet Union destroyed, so he went to Germany. But until now, we have connection with Federation. He came to my gym in the Azerbaijan many times. I always saw in the World Championship, Europeans, World Cup, I was with him often, and because his national team Germany, Germany always for competition. So I was with Azerbaijan, and our one Azerbaijan athlete also. He practiced Valery Belenki coached him in the Stuttgart. So with other coach also, so famous coach, I forgot his name, and that together. But he really our athletes now he's also in Germany, Shakir Shapalyev. And so when each time when he also was so happy to Valery Belenki coached him. Valery Belenki also expert for European Union gymnastic terrain coaches courses. You can see him on the each
And
year.
pommel horse. This is very good and pommel horse.
Horse, P-bars, pommel horse
Yeah.
also. All apparatus, but specific because he's a world champion in the pommel horse. So, he has also Belenki's element on the code of points. You can see it is a group three element. So,
He have a good a kind gesture with you when he went to your club. He support you with your the grips to your gymnast. How was this?
And when I he came to my gym when the federation invited him because he want to buy speed apparatus. He came to my gym. He saw this and high bar because my gym was not bigger. He just watched which one is which place he will stay. He came with wife and they both working and his wife working with the speed. Yeah, so he also bring for me for my boys and equipments, grips and shorts, t-shirts, Germany's. So for my boys, this was something. This gave me this is how the coaching with elements and like 3 hours and coaching each element, like jashing each element. I love it. Like maybe 1980 something videos, but it's keeping on the disc. Really helped me a lot. I watched each element many times. I in the laptop, I show for kids, look at this, look at that. This position really helped me more. In my time, my coach, now what time we didn't have laptop, we didn't have phone, we didn't have nothing. Even the photography, it was so hard to find someone to make my photos. Also, I cannot find them. I have so few photos because so it was so hard.
This was on the club is called Volga. Who is the name?
My own club. Volna.
Volna. Ah, he was a
Yeah,
owner of a club in Russia.
I'm owner of the club is Russia because when I came from America, my contract is finished. I came to Russia. I opened there my own gym. So 2 years I worked there as an owner, as a coach. I invited other coaches also, and but until now they continue. But I leave it country. Times and interview TV program, I invited them to to make a video for competition. I provide the competition and many participants, parents, was most of them Muslims, you know, in the just public. But the gymnastics was for them, it's something new, you know, because it's popular sport in Russia. It's a wrestling, and so gymnastics was something new for them. They like it much. So, and
In what
yeah,
point enter Middle East in your life? What point in your map appear Dubai?
my map. So after Russia, I got invitation from Qatar English school. I worked there also, and Qatar gave me also more experience. And because first time in Arabic country, I started to work is Qatar.
This
Oh,
was
I started.
2019, 2021, yes?
Right, absolutely. So that time, yeah, also was very nice. And the federation competitions, I judge it there, coaching also with girls, boys. But most of them girls. So, but Corona time, you know, everyone fell stopped. So I got invitation from other countries, but I came to Dubai, aspiring gymnastics. Till now, I'm in aspiring. So I'm so happy. Most of coaches, a lot of, yeah, so great person, and coaches also, so friendly coaches, all of them. So pleasure to work
Great,
with them
great
again.
coaches in Aspire, huh? A lot different coaches from different countries,
Yeah, from
different
different countries.
backgrounds.
Yeah, background, different countries. Yeah, and so interesting work with them. And some, yeah. And we're always discussing about gymnastics, all topics a lot about gymnastics
Yeah,
always.
and at this point we meet each other because we organized the first international course for coaches in Dubai, was Elevate 21 and later Elevate 22, and I meet you there with Flavio also, you remember?
First time within the elevator, so it's first for me also. So first time, first reason was for me, like I will meet with new people. So then I saw you, and I saw the other coaches, and
Was all day, huh? Was
yeah, all
12
day. So
hours,
many,
my
many
goodness.
coaches, yeah, many coaches there was the ex sharing experience, and
Was
so
Emrys,
but
was
I could take
Goran,
part again. I want to take part
was,
again. So
yeah,
yeah.
Judy was also there.
Yuri,
It was a speaker. It's too
yeah,
many
and the
people
next
there.
time hopefully we'll invite again. I hopefully I will also take part.
Yes,
Two
today.
days, yeah,
So,
2 days. Sorry.
what was your best experience in Elevate? What you remember was so nice.
I forgot this under a Fit Republic coach and
Farlan,
Embrace Erlan. Yeah.
the South African
So
Tiger.
So for me, I would like to like make a program. And making program biomechanical, yeah, Mr. Our
Emrys. Maybe he
no,
will hear the. Yeah, he will hear the interview probably. So he was on the
Embrace
series.
and Flavios,
And
Flavios
Flavio
also,
Bessi.
and
Yeah.
Flavios Bessi, yeah, and when he started from biomechanical, he opened my mind. It's like in like, and then I started to like turn on my brain. When it's open to biomechanical, I start to watch like that. For most of coaches, maybe it's not interesting because I started to interesting about biomechanical when I started the coaching, when I national team coaching, I started to learn more. Before, for me, it's been like a little bit like it's for me, it's my point of view,
It's your
not from
opinion.
all
It's
of them.
okay.
It's my point of view. For me, it's just like wasting time before. Before, because I was beginner young coaches, and I'm developing, and more ambitions to I want to prepare them for competition, learn faster, learn difficult, less execution, like more like this kind of judging. But biomechanical was in like second place. So for me, I started, and when I'm getting mature after 25 years, and I started to biomechanical is
It's in the
actually
first
the
place.
younger coaches they will not interesting about biomechanical because they are young, they are different. So each we when us when all of us each year we're growing up. So this year I'm thinking like that. Next year I'm thinking a little different. After 5 years I'm regretting why you didn't learn 5 years before this one. So this is like no one is not judging, of course. And but biomechanical, it's a little bit mature level and elder level, for like minimum 10 years experience, 8-10 years experience and above, to understanding about biomechanical, because it's a little bit this is science. It's like a science. So Flavius basically he couldn't explain more. He has a lot of material. I want to separate me with him about that. I would like pulling out from him all knowledge. Give me what you have. Like I would take him face down, upside down, take him like this, look at that, what you have. Because all he will be so happy. He will be so happy to share with me. Because and when I saw him, his eyes been like a flame. You know, he had to give everything
A
for
lot of
our
information,
deployment.
too many.
Yeah, really,
He's a specialist
really
of
free
biomechanics
person.
and FIG. Yeah, so he have a lot of knowledge on science.
A lot of
He
knowledge
applies
is
so
freedom.
many research.
Plus, when he's talking, you know, educator and coaches and the teachers have to be alive, like more active, more
Yeah,
energetic,
dynamic.
because dynamic. Yeah, because and when is someone talking like slow motion, nothing resolved. But
No, yeah.
Flavius, he's
Flavio
working,
is
he's moving. Plus, he lay down, he show body
it's an
position,
artist.
lay on the tummy. Look at this, look at that. Amazing, amazing. You have to work like that. Coaches have to be like that. He really gave us knowledges about that. So all position demonstrated for coaches, like, look, if you can do like this, do like that. If you can like this, your body here, your shoulders here.
The practical sessions,
Really,
yes.
really practical. Really practical is even more than theoretical, but theoretical parts also interesting, but for
Or
80%
together.
of coaches, yeah, but 80% of coaches, I'm sure it's not interesting, but
In
they will
theoretical.
start at 35, maybe they understand more. This is university program biomechanical. In our university also, this, and when I was an educator there also, we prepared to PE students, like when they will be PE classes and gymnastic coaches also. So prepare them to make it programs. Also get more knowledge from elder
Yeah,
teachers.
modules like
Make a program.
biomechanics, biology,
Yeah.
anatomy,
Yeah.
physiology.
Specifically for gymnastics, and you should be like making, yeah, for program, I would get more from like maybe Flavius next time we will make it this one about specific for programs. And
Great.
like you should divide all your, for example, 1 hour hours practice, 1.5 or 2 hours practice, you have to divide them for parts. And the warm-up parts, basic parts, and
Physical
conclusion
preparation,
parts.
flexibility.
The apparatus, and so this kind of, and plus each element, I will talk with you about grid topics now. Just remind me, please, not marker somewhere about what we will talk about. It's really will be great after you can sail it. But so this one little bit take more time. This program will take more time, but it will work. And we will talk about separate, and it's a program which, for example, how many stretching element there is. I'm talking about specific general conditioning, specific conditioning, general warm up, and the specific
Warm up
exercises
for the
warm up,
apparatus.
special stretching exercises, and general stretching exercises. This is really points. And because if we're talking about professional gymnastics, about competitive gymnastics, so I'm talking about that. For general, it's a lot of fitness coaches, something like that also, but we're talking just specific. So what I'm talking about, I would to, like advise with you, consult with you about that, because you know how to make a 3D program, computer, this one, that one, how to make an Excel program, an account like that,
I
so
am
you're
the geek
professional.
guy. I am
Yeah, like
the
IT programs also have, you know, IT, how to make like that. So you will not work with a pen, with a book, because it will take more time. You will like take the one iPad and
You
yeah.
have a one person doing this is we will send first, we will send greetings to Flavio Vesey and Emrys Farland because I think they laughing a lot hearing our crazy ideas. But also we will send a greetings to FB Curves, is the application they use from France and Wales. is Chris Horrigan and Fabien Bogaz. They developed this application. I don't know if you know FB Curves. When you have all the cutoff points in the app, you can see the skills, you can do slow motion, you can change the point of view. This is, we send a greetings to Chris Horrigan and Fabien Bogaz because they are the both amazing brains. They developed this, but we keep in mind this idea about the program adapted to Middle East because it's a good idea. And now I enter in at one point because you gave a lot of good advices to the coaches. And I want to go to straight with this question, Elshin. What important advice you can give to the new generation of coaches?
Okay. First of all, and the coaches is also, of course, it's personally, we have different name, we have different character, and we have different imagination and different behave. First, I will start from the behave, because most of young coaches, they thinking they know more, and then sometimes they're not watching to other side or other coaches. So maybe this like the thinking is above than that coach is more. But always to stay like little bit medium side to be higher. You know, like Eduard Jaros told me, stay low to be high. So like, don't be like nose up person. Some of coaches like nose up. I know this, I know that, I know that, I know this. So start to be simple, and be when you're working with colleagues, it is big points to be friendly and flexible with all of them. Of course, and the owners, they're making weather in the gym. I will start from the manager and owner, and to be make build the friendly team between each other, and will be better. Like for example, for when I in my gym, I made like open classes, like open gym, open classes. In our country, our coaches were so like nose up. They didn't like me, but they respected me, but never told me for my face good words. So I like in our gym also Yuri, so friendly. Other coach, I'm telling you, I like your t-shirts. I like your hairstyle. They're looking so good. So like this, starting from this kind of words and all atmosphere, all weather in the gym, smile.
It's more friendly.
If even you're tired, but someone told you nice words to you, gave you energetical.
You feel more happy.
Yeah. So they're giving, yeah. So for me, I for sometimes they ask me about Vyaj's rules there. I'm always open for all of them. And even if I don't know something, I want to consult or advise something, I'm calling to America. I have friends there, here. So we're discussing that. So to be more humble, more simple, and more flexible, and you don't never say never. Like you say, it's a movie's name, never say never. Yeah. So always, better to like share. For owners, I would say to make a like, each week, maybe one time per month, if they can time to each coaches, they will remind each other, even it's simple elements, they will remind. So for example, Emilia, today, for example, you starting how to make a stand, handstand, for example, Elshan, backward throw or cartwheel or something other. So divide me for parts. Maybe some skill, some drills, I didn't know, first time I see. We share with each other so to be like, but it's owner making like that. In my gym, I made like that. I'm opening for them to always appreciate
to
it.
Share.
So thank you. Because you're just coming to coaching, not time for that. But share is where I'm building team. Also nice. Last time, Miss LK, she made for us. It was so funny to building team. And for stick landing, is jumping with the small horse. You know, this like was rope, how name?
The unicorn.
The unicorn, yeah. Still, unicorn jumping from flip or from the field. Twist.
I saw Goran. He was with the
Moicano. With horn.
We are humans. We are not only robots or coaches. Just we do a profession. Right. Also, absolutely. The gymnast, I explained, I'm a human. I have fears. I have dreams. I have love, I have home, I'm going home. I don't live in the
right,
gym.
Right.
We are humans. Coaches, we're humans. So we have fun. We want to have fun also.
Right.
We want to have
right.
fun.
Absolutely. So some of course, fast finish work and go home. But for me, I don't know what to do. 4 or 5 hours work, I'm really boring at home. I'm going to gym somewhere in the building. I do something in the gym after work. Also, I stay, do some exercises, some elements I'm making for myself tomorrow. What I will demonstrate for kids, this one, that one. I'm practicing myself, Yuri also, Yuri and me. And Yuri, but often because he do adult gymnastic and some he prepared to recording
So
videos.
you breathe gymnastics. This is your life.
Yeah,
Yeah, you breathe
priest.
gymnastics.
Yeah, stay in gymnastic and all details about behave, about psychological, about kids is give up. I cannot do like this or cannot this, but always support, always be positive, always to be leader. Over there to stay, and plus you have to get it from somewhere to get the like eatings also like getting energetic, like charging yourself. Like I mean, charge. Each coach is always should be charge himself to from where from stronger one like from Edward Yarrow. I'm charging from him. So this kind of legend from Belenky, from other, from Flavius, for example, and. So, this person is real. We have just one life. Half of them already will left. So we need to be more friendly, more learn, more share with each other, communicate, meet often, and not only just from competition to competition like that. You see, we call each other, talking about something,
We
share
are
some
calling
program.
each other exactly.
Just for I would like to remind me also about this program, just about development program also.
It's a
Just
good
remind
project.
good project, amazing project. You will like it. So together we will make it. So we have a lot of talk. Gymnastics never die.
A
Gymnastics is like ocean,
lot. The
the
title
bigger.
of this episode, I don't know, breathing gymnastics is gymnastic never die, is have imagination. This interview was incredible. I want to tell you, thank you so much for this time. Elshan was an amazing time
My pleasure, my
for this
really my pleasure.
conversation. I invite to all the listeners, all the audience to visit your account on Instagram. And for see your performance in Dubai is Elshan Aliyev. If you want to look in also on LinkedIn, he has his profile in LinkedIn, and we will keep all the details on the in the description of the
Oh.
this episode in podcast, because we are in podcast, we are in Apple Podcasts, we are in Podigee, we are in Google Podcasts, we are everywhere with Escuela del Sur. So I send you a big hug, and thank you so much, Elshan, for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you for time. Thank you so
And see
much,
you
Jeff.
soon, eh?
My pleasure. See you soon.
And well, the episode has come to an amazing end. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to see you next time on the podcast for Coaches of the World, Escuela del Sur. Don't forget to subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, and check out all the episodes available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, LinkedIn, and YouTube as Escuela del Sur. See you next time!